And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. For true Kentucky Derby aficionados, the time leading up to the race is not only for horse talk. There are other necessities that make the Derby the Derby. $2 bets, those flowery hats, mint juleps. And what about those mint juleps? The drink of choice at Churchill Downs. Without them, a 1.25-mile dash would not be as sweet. For your inspiration, we'll read this item found in the Washington Post. Back in 1937, West Point Superintendent Major General William Connor requested the mint julep recipe of a true Confederate son, Lieutenant General Simon Bolivar Buckner, Jr. Here's General Buckner's reply.
My dear General Connor, a mint julep is not the product of a formula. It's a riot that must not be entrusted to a novice, a statistician, nor a Yankee. It's a heritage of the Old South, an emblem of hospitality, and the vehicle in which noble minds can travel together upon the flower-strewn paths of happy and congenial thought. So far as the mere mechanics of the operation are concerned, the procedure, stripped of its ceremonial embellishments, can be described as follows. Go to a spring where cool, crystal-clear water bubbles from under a bank of dew-washed ferns. In a consecrated vessel, dip up a little water at the source. Follow the stream until it broadens and trickles through beds of mint, growing in aromatic profusion and waving softly in the summer breezes. Gather the sweetest and tenderest shoots and gently carry them home. Then you go to the sideboard and select a decanter of Kentucky bourbon, distilled by a master hand, mellowed with age, yet still vigorous and inspiring. In each goblet, put a slightly heaping teaspoonful of granulated sugar. Barely cover this with spring water and slightly bruise one mint leaf into this. Then you pour elixir from the decanter until the goblets are about 1/4 full. Fill the goblets with snowy ice, sprinkling in a small amount of sugar as you fill, and embellish copiously with mint. And when all is ready, assemble your guests on the porch or in the garden, where the aroma of the juleps will rise heavenward and make the birds sing. Propose a worthy toast. Raise the goblet to your lips and bury your nose in the mint. Inhale a deep breath of its fragrance and sip the nectar of the gods. Being overcome by thirst, I can write no further. Sincerely, S.B. Buckner, Jr.
Take that, Ken Burns. And thanks to NPR's Carl Castle.